You really have to take a deep breath.
Coming to you live from Freak Studios in sunny Orlando, Florida, this is What Did I Just Watch? I'm your host, Lady Shasha, the fashion freak. Joining me are my co-hosts,
Nabila, the boss.
And Tony Magnificent, the universal hater.
And our head producer and program director, Barbie, la muñeca de la mafia.
All right, so let's just get into it. Everyone has been talking, and I know we're a little bit late about this, but we still had to say our little 2 cents about Chris Brown and Drake's fight. I just thought the whole thing was very 18-year-old chick at a bar. Like, who throws bottles?
Yeah, my whole problem with it was, they didn't even fight. I wouldn't even label that a Chris Brown Drake fight. That was more like bodyguards fighting because neither one of them actually threw a shot. Because I never could see Drake throwing a punch. I see him like doing the windmill kind of slap like girls do.
Call it what it is. It was a sucker punch. That guy punched and then ran away. Who does that?
Yeah, actually, I didn't even see Drake or Chris Brown. I only saw bodyguards and people fighting, and that's it. And women. Oh my God, it was ridiculous.
And that woman that got busted in the head with a bottle, oh man, she's gonna sue Drake, she's gonna sue Chris Brown, she's gonna sue the club. That woman's set for life, life.
Yeah, I hope she does it.
Yeah. I hope she does it too.
Yeah, because I really don't like Chris Brown. I don't like that guy.
No, because you know what? I mean,
the thing is, he thinks he's the best guy ever.
I just couldn't see him fighting because Chris Brown likes to hit women. Like he beats up Brianna. Mm-hmm. I don't see him ever fighting. And like I said, Drake, he couldn't wheelchair his ass out of there fast enough.
Oh, that's messed
She's
up.
She's worse than him. Brianna, because she still talks to him. So
I don't know, but I would like to see Drake fighting for me. You know.
Look, see the problem I have with Drake. The problem I have with Drake is that I just can't see him as a thug. I really can't. Like, where in California? Where in Canada do you talk like that?
No,
he's not a thug. Mm-hmm. He's from a private school. His mother and father are wealthy. He's fake.
Yeah.
Fake.
But I would say Chris Brown is a fake thug too, because at 15, 16 years old, he was singing for Double Mint Gum. I mean, he was on a Disney Channel. They used to play his videos on a Disney Channel.
True. My, you know what? Every time I look at Chris Brown, all I think of him doing bawling and snot bubbles coming out of his face when he was doing the tribute to Michael Jackson. When he did The Man in the Mirror, and he was crawling on the ground crying.
I've never seen anyone perform on stage and just straight cry for 2 minutes.
That was funny. Yeah, that was hilarious.
What was it, on BT?
Yes.
They just let it go on. Like, he was just like this, on his knees crying for 2 minutes straight, and they just let it happen. I have to show you the video.
Pounding on the ground, it was horrible. Overactor.
But speaking of people trying to act hard when they're not hard, let's talk about these school bus hoodlums, the little 12-year-olds that wanted to heckle, and I don't want to call it bullying, because I don't know how you can bully someone that's, like, 50 years older than you. But they were being extremely disrespectful. And I can't with that. I don't know. If I was her relative, if I was her niece, her cousin, her stepdaughter, it would be over for those kids.
I only have one question for this. What do their parents teach those kids? Who raises those kids?
You know, me, personally, if it was me, man, the video probably would have went 100 times. It would have went a whole 180, because that video probably would have been, they would have probably had me on the news saying some crazy old man was cursing out a bunch of little bastard kids, because they made me want to jump through the screen and punch them, because they remind me of the kids that we saw on Bully. Mm-hmm. Remember that movie Bully?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that
movie?
No,
I want to see the documentary. It was
great,
pretty good.
Bully?
Yeah.
Yes. Because those kids, they had that pack mentality, and they were like picking on an elderly woman, which, based me, honestly, like, I was always brought up to respect my elders, so I never, ever, ever, like, made fun of any elderly people, not to their face, but I'm just saying, no, I'm just kidding. No, but, you know, it just, to me, it just irritated the hell out of me, but the woman just let it go, though.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Yeah.
A lawsuit to the school, to their parents, to everyone. Mm-hmm.
What kills me is that because she was getting bullied, now she has over $150,000 donated to her from parents. Now, why couldn't that happen to me?
Well, we can believe it. Let's make a recording. We're gonna go on the bus tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I will sit there and call you a fat whatever for like 10 minutes straight like those little kids did. Yeah, that's why you're poor. Your purse makes you look poor. Wait. Hold on, I just realized, why are this little boy so concerned with her purse and what type of purse she has?
Yeah. And
that's why they're bullying.
Expensive or not.
What 12-year-old boy is worried about what kind of purse a grown woman is carrying? Yeah, he needs to get his life.
Well, you know what?
To get spank.
Yes.
Right.
Well,
kids
yes.
Nowadays are not kids.
No.
They're young adults.
You know, you got to think about it, too. Now, kids are now wearing skinny jeans. And
true.
You know,
maybe he wanted a purse.
Maybe he wanted a purse.
I've seen his little boys.
I don't know.
I've seen the little boys with they'll wear a little backpack. It would be a really girly type backpack.
A Dora the Explorer one.
Yeah. Dora the Explorer backpack, but they're a teenage boy. But that's the cool thing to do.
I've seen people in the college.
Wow.
With one of them had a little mini backpack on the other day.
A guy?
A guy.
If he's in college, that means he was a grown man.
Yes. And but he was wearing a little skinny backpack. You know, back in the day, if you had your sister's backpack and you went to school, you would have gotten laughed out of the mm-hmm. building. But now everything's cool now.
I think it just makes things confusing. Because I don't have a problem with guys being femme. If you're femme, you're femme. That's who you are. If you're gay, you're gay. That's who you are. I don't have a problem with that. But it makes it difficult for women to determine who's gay and who's not. You don't know. Like, you might like the guy and just think, oh, well, he must be gay because he's got the little Dora the Explorer backpack. And then you come to find out he's not gay at all. He's just corny.
Well, you know, and I agree with you. Like, I have no problems with homosexuals, you know, and anything like that. Huh?
You have problems
with them? I said I have no problems with them. Yeah. But the thing about this me is, if you're going to wear skinny jeans, why are you bagging them, making them saggy? It's either you wear baggy pants or you wear tight jeans. You can't have both because it looks like you crapped your pants.
Yeah.
They don't have style.
No, you have to really teach them that. Well, you know, when I was growing up, the style was just baggy pants and Timberland boots.
Bieber wears baggy skinny jeans.
Yes, really.
Yeah, maybe that's why he took the header down the steps.
Yeah, he took the hard way down.
Yeah, have you seen that video, by the way?
Yeah, apparently, when I was looking for the video, when I heard about it, I think was it Barbara Nabila that told me?
Yeah, I told you. Well, he told me.
The Universal Hater told you all about it.
Yeah, and then when I tried to look up the video, I put Justin Bieber Falls, and it was a whole list that came up down the stairs, off the table, into the glass wall. I'm like, how many times does this kid fall?
All the time.
Yeah.
Well,
apparently there's a compilation video of the many times that he has fallen.
Really?
That was done by a girl that she looks to be about 10 years old.
Yes.
So, if you're getting clowned on by 10-year-olds, I think it might be over for you.
Me? I don't know. Because the way it looked like, if you guys watch the video, look it up.
But he really...
It's pretty much him walking off the stage, and he's going down some stairs, and from behind, you see him on the left side, and then I guess he's on the right side, and all you see is him stumbling down the steps.
Yeah. But they didn't show the real glass that he hit his head off.
So, I mean, to me, it looked like he was drunk.
It was after, the video takes place after he hit his head. So,
yes.
I think he probably had a concussion and he passed out while he was walking down the steps.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
that's what happened.
Because it looked like he was walking down the steps and he didn't trip at all. It just looked like he was walking and he just fell.
Okay. Lady Shasha, here's one for you. Who had a better fall? Beyonce, Justin Bieber, or when Lady
Beyonce.
Gaga got busted in the head with the pole?
Justin Bieber, I will let you finish, but Beyonce had the best fall ever. Because she jumped right back up in her heels and kept singing, didn't miss a beat.
What do you think about Lady Gaga getting busted in her head with a pole?
It was all right.
Yeah, but it's Lady Gaga. Everyone's going to be like, oh.
No, let me bring up something else about Lady Gaga. Okay.
What?
A week ago... Maybe a little over a week ago, Madonna was doing a concert and she sang Express Yourself. Then she melded that into Born This Way. She started singing Born This Way. And then she has a new song called She's Not Me. So then she started singing She's Not Me directly after that.
Oh,
so that was a direct, you know, like shots fired at Gaga. So then the week after that, Gaga's playing the piano, and this is some YouTube video I saw, and she stops in the middle of her concert, and she's like, you know, I think it's really sad when people try to attack other people and make them feel belittled. And I'm like,
wow.
And it's like,
Well, it's killing me now. Is that singers are now battling.
Yeah.
Like rappers have battles. They have rap battles.
Singer battles. I'm gonna say Drake is a singer. People keep trying to say he's a rapper, but I enjoy his singing voice much better than his rapping.
Heard
and
him
I just
sing.
He sings with Rihanna. You haven't heard that song with Rihanna? Oh, Take Care or something like that?
No.
I've got to play it for you. Yes.
Yeah,
I like that song.
Yeah, I need to know.
Okay, I have a lot of auto-tune, but... Yeah.
Yeah, our producer, she loves Drake.
Yes.
Rihanna.
So, Drake, if you're listening to this, you have a fan.
Yes. Turn your eyebrows. Because your eyebrows look like caterpillars.
Oh, who?
Drake.
What? Oh,
He has those... This is from my fellows out there, but he has those Anthony Davis eyebrows from Kentucky. You got to see picture of him.
He's got one
giant unibrow that goes like this all the way across his forehead, and it's humongous.
So you're saying he looks like, which one is it, Bert or Ernie that has the one eyebrow?
Bert. He looks like Bert. But, like, back when
I want to talk about something else completely different now. We saw this past weekend Rock of Ages. And in this room, we have people from, I would say we're
different
almost like three different generations.
Yeah.
Because we're one generation, Nabila's one generation, and Barbie's one generation, even though Barbie's generation is close to Nabila's generation.
Well, I actually love the movie because I love the 80s music. I know it's not my generation. I was actually born in the 80s, but I love the movie just because it had a lot of songs. Mm-hmm.
Me, when it first started and she was on the bus, I seriously was thinking, oh my God, this is going to be a horrible, horrible, horrible musical because Ryan Seacrest's girlfriend, while she's very nice to look at, she was just like that whiny, nasally singer voice or whatever. And the dude with the long hair.
Diego?
Yeah, you're Diego Boneta. Nabila loves you, by the way, Diego, if you're listening. It was just horrible. Like, what was the first song they sang? Was it Take Me Down to the Paradise City?
No, the first song was Sister Christian.
Yeah,
that's right. And I was the only person in the movie theater of seven that started singing it.
I wanted to sing it, but I felt so corny about it. Because that very first part of the movie, it felt so much like Glee to me. And I don't really care so much for Glee because I feel like they take all of the oomph out of songs. And they just really... They take all the rock out of the rock. They take all the soul out of the soul. They just kind of really make it very sweet and Disney-fied.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Most of those songs, a couple of them were, most of them were like, come on, feel the noise and everything.
And I like those songs.
I have a question. And it's when Russell Brand is sitting there talking about how he built this city. I mean, how he's talking about rock and roll is rebel and rock and roll is this and sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And then he sings... We built this city on rock and roll. That was like...
That's a pop song. It's not even a rock song.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. And when he sang it... But Catherine Zeta-Jones, though.
You like
excellent.
It?
Oh, yeah. She aged very well. Even though she's, what, 40?
40-something, yeah.
Yeah, 45?
Oh, I don't know. Let's talk about Tom Cruise holding his in his stomach.
He wasn't holding it in his stomach.
I feel like he was holding his stomach
the whole movie.
No, he wasn't.
He did a great interpretation of Axl Rose.
Yeah, he did. He sounded just like Axl Rose. He was good. I liked his character. I thought his character was hilarious. I just thought it was funny. And his monkey, or actually it was a baboon named Heyman. Heyman was hilarious.
Yeah,
you know who doesn't get a lot of credit is Paul Giamatti. Though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's good
the
at
best
everything.
Villains, like on the Howard Stern movie
He's great.
What was that one with all the guns?
I don't know.
Shoot 'em up. He was in Shoot 'em up.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great actor. I like
Paul Giamatti. Yeah, he is.
Paul
Giamatti's great and
very underrated. Very underrated. But, back to the songs. What did you guys think of, what's his name? The dude that ran over a photographer's foot yesterday. Alec Baldwin.
What did you guys
think of him and Russell Brand?
I thought they had great chemistry together. You could kind of see that coming to, where it went.
Yeah.
Because
What song did they sing to each other? Do you remember?
The first song they sang with each other was I Love Rock and Roll.
No, I'm talking
but
about...
But the end...
Their love
declaration to each other.
I don't remember the second song.
No.
I'm sorry. Spoiler alert.
Trust me, no one did. I keep hearing that movie failed badly, okay? So not really a spoiler.
Well, you know, I try. But,
I mean, it was...
Anyone who reads my blog knows that you're going to be spoiled if you read
it.
It was all
right. I mean, I give the movie probably 4 stars.
I feel like it was one of those movies that it was so bad that it's going to be good 20 years from now. Kind of like the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Like, I can't imagine when that first came out that people thought it was a great movie. But because of the audience participation, that's what made it famous. And I think this movie is going to become one of those audience participation things where 20 years from now, people are going to be dressing up like the characters, going to the theater, and they're all going to be singing karaoke in the theater to this movie.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Tom Cruise, you rocked the movie.
Mm-hmm. I personally hated Rocky Horror Picture Show, and I won't watch it again.
I love Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, I know. You like Frankenfurter.
You're just mad because you can't do the time warp. It's just a step to the left.
I want
to
see that movie.
Oh, you want to see Rocky Horror Picture Show? Trust me, you're really not missing anything.
Why?
You probably would enjoy it, though, since you like
musicals.
Yeah,
it's a musical.
You know what?
It stars Tim Curry.
I am really impressed.
I think Susan Sarandon's in it too when she was young.
Ooh, I want to see it. Yeah, I'm gonna watch it.
I'm really impressed, Nabila, how you knew most of the songs. You knew actually almost all of them.
Yes.
Because I could hear you in the corner singing along with me, like when I was singing.
I owe that to Glee. I'm a Glee fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, I'm a Glee fan, and my dad loves 80s music too. So yeah, both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. I just looked up on IMDb. It is Tim Curry, Susan Sarandon, and Barry Bostwick.
Yeah,
and Richard O'Brien. Meatloaf is in it too.
Oh, jeez. Meatloaf too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I'm going to watch.
Yeah. It's probably on Hulu or something because it came out in 1975.
Ah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was way before my time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So, anyways, back to what we were talking about, speaking of.
Bad.
Really bad.
Musicals?
Yes.
Let's talk about Love and Hip Hop. There was a little bit of music in it.
The new episode of Love and Hip Hop premiered.
I'm just going to be honest with the audience. I have 2 pages of notes because there's no way I was going to remember everybody's name because I didn't know who any of these people were.
I know Stevie J.
And Mimi.
Yeah.
And the Rihanna
Jocelyn.
Looking
yes.
Yeah,
Jocelyn.
The Rihanna.
Or as what's my who
what?
I love on YouTube, Funky Dineva. Shout out to Funky Dineva, who started calling him Jose, like Jose. Funky Dineva. You never seen Funky Dineva?
Never.
No, what's that?
When he's like, "Yes, Lord, my hair is laid," like that's that guy. I love Funky Dineva.
Well,
that's.
As we're talking about this, I was looking up stuff because, yes, I thought that Joselina or whatever her name
Jocelyn.
Was. Jocelyn.
Yeah.
I really thought she was a dude, man. I thought she had something, like, I thought she was hiding something. But, so, let's just be honest. I looked up Stevie J on Google, and up popped this celebrity website, or not a celebrity website, but a juicy gossip website. And there's a lot of stuff that's been said about this whole entire show.
Oh, should we start with...
No, we'll talk about that, and I'll read you stuff. I can just tell you right now that coming from this website, as a quote, it says, Joseline is running around saying she had sex with Mimi. I heard Mimi once pass out at Joseline. Listen,
what?
I once heard Mimi pass out at Joseline's house. And only to wake up with Jocelyn's face between her legs. This is what it says. This bitch Jocelyn is bipolar. Not only did she have an abortion for Stevie J in front of cameras, viewers will later see.
Wow.
She also was one of the strippers that was involved in the Adam Pac-Man Jones scandal back in 2007.
Wow.
So there's some dirt already.
Okay,
what's
the Adam Pac-Man Jones scandal?
I don't remember off the top of my head because I don't really pay attention to Pac-Man films.
Google it.
I believe he played for the Cowboys, and I am not a Cowboys
Pac-Man
fan, so whatever happens
Jones
to him, I don't care.
Scandal. But let's go back to this. Is that considered kind of rape if she falls asleep and wakes up with another lady's head between her legs? That's kind of like...
Okay, yeah, that's kind of a rape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Instead of a reality show, it seems like a very really bad soap opera.
Yes,
that's what it seems.
And then there's and then there's more. It says Stevie acts like he's got bread, but He is so, I didn't want to say what it is, but it says, but the blank is so broke, his studio is on Auburn Avenue, that's in the hood. Stevie was drunk when he called Little Scrappy's baby mama, Erica, a bitch, and he didn't expect any repercussions. He tried to apologize to Erica, but he got knocked out. Stevie J doesn't even own a car.
Well, I noticed he was riding in a passenger seat at the very beginning. To that house they were going to.
I know the dude who owns the actual house that Stevie J was fronting on television claiming that he bought for Mimi. And by the way, Mimi, stop. Stop. Stop with the overacting, okay? Because the beginning of that show, to me, looked like a documentary. I felt like I was watching a telenovela. When she was sitting there and she was like overacting about everything. Her and little Scrappy's mom. Mm-hmm. The
queen. The queen.
I will never give up my
throne. Wait, wait. I wrote it down. Let me see.
Carly or K. Michelle?
Let me.
Mama D.
Let me be Mama D. I've been practicing this in my head all day. He brought her back in for 1 month after. But the queen, I went against it.
She should be on Game of Thrones because she's like, I will never give up my throne for anybody.
Yes, she should be on Game of Thrones. What's the name of her kingdom? Will be Pimplevania. She was supposed to be a pimp.
A hustler.
True.
Yeah. Check it out. Quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, there's more. Insiders tell the website some other shocking Stevie J allegations involving Whoopi Goldberg's daughter, Eve. And gay activity with Jodeci members and Missy Elliott. So, as I was told a long time ago that from someone who used to live in Atlanta, that there's a lot of stuff that goes on that we never see.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You know?
Yeah. I looked up the Pac-Man Jones thing from 2007.
Yeah.
Says he was involved in a triple shooting in Las Vegas, a Las Vegas strip club.
That's what it was. That's when he played for, he played for the Cowboys.
Basically, Stevie J has too many problems to be bothered with.
You know what is it? Jocelyn looks like a man because she's a personal trainer. That's what it is.
She's also a prostitute.
Yeah, also that, but she's a personal trainer.
She's
Yeah, guys, that was our producer telling us
about Jocelyn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me finish.
Yes, she is. And Mimi's a stupid woman.
Mimi is not a whore.
No, she says Jocelyn. Yes, she oh, wait. Yeah. Give us her real name again.
I forget now. I can't.
Shibuya.
Something crazy.
LaFontaine.
Here's some more information for y'all. Allegedly. As for the aspiring female artist, well, let's just say our sources tell us our spiel, blaming her abusive ex for taking $2 million record budget.
That's K. Michelle.
K. Michelle and NFL player Frank Walker's relationship on the show was completely fake. The show is scripted, but K. Michelle is always crying about Tonya Carter's soon-to-be ex-husband, Memphis, beating her up and ripping her off for her dive records budget. So it's fake.
Yeah.
And then Carly Reed, the R&B singer, says she was chased out of L.A. by the Africans.
What?
Carly tried beating the Africans on their money.
The Africans?
I don't know. She was trying to be a drug mule.
How did this turn into a Steven Seagal movie from 1987?
Oh, and then it says Lil Scrappy's Mama D is bisexual and she likes younger girls. Allegedly.
You don't want Mama D coming after you.
No, but I'm just saying, this is what this dirt sheet is saying, so I don't know. I just think the whole thing's scripted. The whole thing is just like, it's overacting. The whole thing's overacting. You don't. And why was that chick's back? What was her name? The one that was talking about being abused? No. I'm sorry. They're all getting confused. Anyways, there was one girl complaining about how her husband, Stevie J, bought her the house or whatever, and her best friend started crying.
I don't know what her best friend's problem is. I wouldn't be crying for this.
Sorry, Lady Shasha, but I found out that Mimi is an entrepreneur. She has her own company, so she doesn't have to rely on Stevie J. You can dump him. Right now.
That makes it even worse. Yes. That makes it even worse. That means you have your own money and you still are putting up with this?
Yeah.
No.
She has an estate and a commercial cleaning service and is currently working on incorporating an interiors design model to her services. So, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. And then another one, I read somewhere else that allegedly one of those women actually cleans houses for a living, like cleans mansions and stuff.
Yeah, that's Mimi. She has a house cleaning company.
No, she
that's
has
what
her
she just
company.
Said.
She doesn't do it.
Yeah,
oh,
that's what
company.
She did.
Oh.
But you could tell the show was kind of pulling our card with the whole pulling our leg with the whole CVJ thing, because they were showing his producer pictures, mm-hmm. and those pictures were so old, you could tell they were from like 95, 96. You can tell by Mariah Carey's hair.
Yeah.
Her hair hasn't been curly since at least like 95, 96.
Well, I'm just saying, VH1, man, stop trying to bull with us. You know, it's like, come on, seriously? And for you people that think this show is real, and I mean you people in the street, not how everybody is going to take, I'm
what
saying...
What do you mean by you people?
People that watch the show and think the show is real, it's bullshit.
I'm calling BS on Jocelyn's accent. I think her accent is fake.
No, it goes in and out.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
it comes and it goes, and it's not...
Is
it's not consistent.
Real?
I don't think the booty's real or the chest's real. Nothing's real on her.
No. And let's talk about Lil Scrappy, guys.
Oh, you mean steroid Scrappy?
Yeah.
He's in some serious steroids, allegedly.
Tell
I'll say
that.
Allegedly because I'm assuming this. I'm just saying allegedly. Mm-hmm. But my God, he blew up. From I watched him on I watched the old video of him on Beef 3 that he talked about when he was in Orlando doing a concert. And he got into a fight with the Orlando PD. The man was skinny. The man was, like, very skinny. I showed you the video, Lady Sasha. And you were like, well, his neck is kind of big still. But no way. No way in hell. He must have did a lot of workouts. Because mm-hmm. that man is huge now. You have to admit. And he's, like,
He had a thick neck. I know that. He had a big star on it.
The difference is, look at him and look at Tom Cruise.
Why would you want a big star on the front of you? It would make you look like a Care Bear.
Yeah.
Like a Teletubby or something. That's not cute.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
that's what I was thinking. I look at things from a fashion perspective because I'm still upset with Jocelyn and what she wore to the club that night. It's like whatever she wants to call herself, she looked like she went and murdered a bunch of Muppets and stole all their clothes. And I swear, her jacket looked like she killed Elmo and skinned him. Her shirt looked like it was Big Bird. It was a mess.
And no way in hell was that jacket bought at Neiman Marcus.
Yeah, and then she tried to say her fur. That's not fur. It's not, no, that's, I don't even know what you would call that. It's like, it kind of looked like Mr. Snuffleupagus's.
Oh, I'm sorry, I just clicked on something. And back to the school bus hoodlums that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
In the news, this is from the Daily News site. One of the fathers of the students heard heartlessly harassing and verbally abusing the school bus monitor, and a viral video says his family's now under attack. The father says, my family's received death threats. He's a 13-year-old kid. It was just a stupid mistake, and he's paying for it. But I think it's a little out of control.
Nowhere does he apologize for his son's behavior.
Helm said his heart broke when he learned his son was one of the school bullies. Okay, your heart broke.
And where's your apology?
There is, no, he...
If he's not apologizing, I don't care about his little death threats. And it's probably a bunch of other little kids threatening his kid on Twitter.
Well, you know what? Yeah, death threats, come on. But now the father's worried about his son. Well, how does that feel?
Well, why don't you, if you're that worried, why don't you call up Matt Lauer and go on the Today Show and publicly apologize for your child being a little ass clown because that's the way you raised him.
You know what they should do? He should go on Matt Lauer with their... They should go on there. If they really feel bad, they should go on there and let them whoop their kid's ass on national TV.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Public spanking.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. And then say... right in front of the lady.
Do you remember that guy that ran on the rent is too damn high ticket?
Yes.
I would run on a ticket. These kids are too damn bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand... Like I was saying, back to that, but I just don't understand... Those kids must, how, 13? I'll smack a 13-year-old. I don't care. I'll smack him straight upside the head. One shot upside the head, and then that will knock some sense into them. I don't care. I don't care. I told the kids before, you know? Bring your dad. I'll whoop his ass too. You know, like that. I mean, seriously.
Oh, I want to go back to Love and Hip Hop because there's a lot of other things
I wanted to
mention.
I just wanted to retell you that. I was reading that.
When Lil Scrappy was in the kitchen with Mama D., and they're drinking wine. Tell me why she had plastic wine glasses.
Yes. Like, if you saw the house was all messed up still.
Well, yeah, I think she was supposed to be having renovations.
Yeah, so it wasn't that bad.
And then she said that they didn't finish her floors on time. This is her reaction to that.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to pimp a pimp?
You know.
The floor cleaning or repair business is pimping a pimp because they didn't finish your floors on time. That's just, that was all kinds of wrong. And why would you want to say that on national television? Why is that something to be proud of?
What, to be
That's not something to be proud of.
Some people find, you know, and that's the problem I have with, let's just say, now this is me, a man talking, so let me just explain it like this. I have a problem with the way women are portrayed today on these TV shows. Let's go with,
That's whores?
Yeah, basketball-wise.
Skanks.
When they say that Evelyn... There was a magazine I saw, I'm not going to say the magazine, but I just saw a magazine mm-hmm. that said that these are the women that the girls need to look up to, and it was like Evelyn.
Yeah, it said role models.
Yeah,
Evelyn.
The title was
Meet Your New Role Models.
What?
They had the nerve. Was Tammy on the cover too?
Yes.
I want to say Tammy was on the cover, Tammy Roman, Evelyn Lozada. It was a bunch of janky chicks on the cover.
It was horrible.
That's what they're teaching now to the kids. To be skanks, whores.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yeah, okay. Here it is right here. Sorry. It says, meet your new role models. They are Candy. Tamar.
I can see Candy. Not Tamar. Tamar's big mouth.
Evelyn,
she's not talking about nothing.
Evelyn Lozada and Chrissy.
Mm-mm.
I don't know who Chrissy is.
Chrissy is Jim Jones' girlfriend.
Jim
Jones' girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right there. That's Chrissy. Oh, she just beats up girls.
Okay.
Why is Evelyn in a bra on the cover?
Evelyn looks a lot different in that photo, though.
Photoshop is a beautiful thing, don't you know?
But I'm just saying, how can they be your role models? I mean, like, what about, like, you know, there's other people that I would consider role models.
What about there was a young black girl that... her and her siblings graduated high school early and got accepted to either Yale, Harvard, or both.
Which one?
Why aren't they? Some young girls, they're about 14 and 16 years old. They graduated high school early and were accepted into college already. Those are role models. Put them on the cover magazine.
But they're not
on the cover magazine. No one's on the cover magazine.
No.
The 16 and pregnant chicks. They're on the cover magazine.
You know what? If you want to have a real role model, besides, of course, Lady Sasha and Nabila and...
The Boss.
Nabila the Boss and...
Barbie la Muñeca de la Mafia.
Yeah, her. Yes. let me just say, and you know what? I'll plug at least one person because I have to respect them. And that is Amanda Seals. That did The Death of a Diva. Remember I showed you that video?
Yes, the comedian.
The comedian.
And
she's
playwright.
A DJ and a playwright. And you know what? That's who you need to look up to. Besides the beautiful women that I'm with also. But I'm just saying,
Thank you.
Yes.
Look her up on Twitter or Facebook. Because that, if you're going to admire someone in the professional setting, like TV or whatever.
Let's not forget Aisha Tyler.
Aisha Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Those are women that you should look up to. You know, it's like, but no, you want to put these girls on there. That they want to put NeNe on there. NeNe Leakes.
Although NeNe is my inspiration.
Why?
Because.
Who's NeNe?
NeNe Leakes from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
With the short hair that she was on The Apprentice.
Yeah, now I'm looking at her. Yeah.
The only reason why is because when she started, she did bring that whole loud, angry black woman, boisterous stereotype into the Housewives of Atlanta. But she's one of the ones that was able to successfully turn that into a career for herself. And doing that no less at... I'm guessing she's somewhere over 40 years old.
44.
So, yeah, 44 years old to become...
Wait, she's 44?
Yes,
yeah.
She's 44.
So to become... Right. To go from being unknown at 40 to being well-known, and now she has TV roles. She has... I think she has a small company that she started.
Yeah.
That's a lot. There's a lot of people in this industry that would say, you know, you after 25, you better hang it up. You can't do it.
40s are the new 30s. What's wrong with you, Tony?
What?
He made a face? Oh, my God.
I don't mind. I mean...
But I'm just saying for that, I give her credit because she went on a reality show and she did what she was supposed to do. She was supposed to make that into something that could make her successful and give her money.
I'm
for
just
the rest
saying,
of her life,
TV,
basically.
I'm just saying, I don't like the word TV.
Unlike Cherie.
What do you mean? I like Sheree.
Sheree. No one cares. All I know is she's driving around in fancy cars, wearing $1,000 handbags, and feeding her children cheese sandwiches.
Who gives her the money?
She's been trying to get money off her ex. She was married to a football player. So she's just been suing him in court for child support. Okay. And he's claiming he can't pay $2,000 a month, which is kind of low for an NFL player.
Of course.
An NFL player with a recording studio. He has a recording studio.
So he has a lot of money.
Yeah.
So he's cheap then.
At the same time, I feel like he doesn't want to give her money because he knows that she's only going to spend on herself and on her children. Mm-hmm. On the show, she's seen driving. Do you notice what type of car she had? It was some type of car.
Mercedes?
No, higher than a Mercedes.
Maserati? Bentley?
It was something Maserati. Like a Maserati or Bentley. Something that's more expensive than a Mercedes. Walking around in Birkin bags, but she takes her children to the store to get new sneakers, and she took them to a secondhand store to get sneakers. Then in the apartment, the little boy was sleeping on an air mattress.
What?
Yes.
But women...
And
women do that all the time.
That doesn't make it right.
You're a good mother. You don't do
no.
that.
No. That doesn't make it right. She shouldn't be doing that. And then the whole time, all the last four seasons on the show, everyone said to her, you have an amazing body, you have an amazing body. So wouldn't a natural choice for her to be, oh, let me make an exercise or fitness DVD?
Of course.
No, she does everything but that. She tries to be an actress, but she can't act. She tried to launch Shea by Sheree or She by Sheree, or whatever you call it, fashion line. Where, as our friend, I can't remember his name, but he said, who has a fashion show with no fashions? How dreadful. I just remember him saying that. I can't remember his name. Dwight, as Nene would call him, Dwight. But anyhow, she should have gotten on with her exercise DVD, and then she would be making money. I don't think they've invited her back to the show, and that's what the problem is. She spent all her money from the reality show, probably she has spent all her money from her ex, and she has no businesses or anything to show for it because she sat on a reality show and did nothing.
So I hope they don't give you the money for the child.
The views
support.
That you just heard are solely Lady Shaka's.
Yes, and do not reflect Freak Media Entertainment.
They don't know. They do not.
Or our sponsors.
Yes.
Yeah.
This show has been brought to you by our sponsors, FlairSoul.com, BurkanaHouse.com, and ArbajeCigars.com. I'm your host, Lady Shasha, the fashion freak.
Tony Magnificent, the universal hater.
Nabila, the boss. And our head producer and program director, Barbie, la muñeca de la mafia.
Signing off. See you guys next week.